wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh.
Indeed. This is Parker Pathways, March 24th, 2013. This is the second hour of Parker Pathways. The call number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. There's a sign held up in Cyprus. This morning, it's written in German, and it's a protester, and mit wandringan esprijan, so furkati markatati diopa, astat solidad aspesertas, which means, with threat and blackmail, so works democracy in Europe. Instead of solidarity, then crush. I think that says it all, as this morning the European Cyprus banks fail. Sad. We have a caller, Tom in Florida. I only have a couple minutes. Tom, are you there?
Yes, sir. This will be real quick. Hey, Dr. Parker, you was talking about the Camp Lejeune thing. I keep getting these papers. It's like 30 pages they want me to fill out and send back to them. I just kind of set them aside. I might have even thrown some away, but they've done this several times. I was there early 80s, but we used to just take like loads and loads of vitamins just for whatever reason, just to see our pee turn really bright yellow. And, I drank the water, but I feel fine. You know, I'm, you know, in my mid 50s and I have no problems. Am I doing the right thing just by just not even giving them any of the information?
Well, you should give them the information, because when I started that whole process of the expose of that, the idea is that if you have the philosophy that you feel fine, it's like these people that are in the United States that are saying, well, our water's fine. Even though it's been found to, you know, to have, at least 43 states and nearly 100 million people are drinking contaminated water of some kind that's affecting their pancreas or their lymph system. But we don't care, because we just think bottled water is filtered municipal tap water anyway, and, you know, which in some cases it is. But what's happening is that the immune system is affected in the real world. And it's best that you fill out the forms and to work it through, because what happens is that the immune system, by the immune system I mean what are called immunoglobulins, there's a process of insulin uptakes, there's a process of the bone marrow changing its plasma signals, and it happens over a period of time. Now, it is true that some people within the confines of medicine and water don't have any symptoms. But you take the study of colorectal cancer from Camp Lejeune. That was done in 1985. I'm looking at it right now. They had 4% colorectal cancer with no symptoms. So it's a good idea, Tom, if you fill out the forms, get yourself in the system, you know.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways. I just have one comment. I want to make sure I get to the last caller, if the last caller, Tom from Florida, is still listening. As a result of our modest effort to bring Camp Lejeune to the forefront on the chloramine and the process of the TCAs and the disinfectant byproducts, the Congress has passed a law which is specific for Camp Lejeune. It's the first time in the history of the United States that the Congress has ever passed a specific law that covers military medicine. And this is why I made so many enemies in Congress, even though I was not enemies so much as real antagonistic bastards and bees. But there is a law that's specific for the Camp Lejeune attendees. It covers about 2.5 million people, which is the first time in the history of the United States that any water bill, military medicine, or Congress did that. And they understand what we're talking about is that they did this to cover their rear. So, Tom, you fill out your forms, and anyone else listening in the audience, to fill out your forms and get in there, because it's more of the medical help that you'll need if you do need it. And the fact that Congress has specifically covered the water contamination from chloramine and the TCAs and the disinfectant byproducts and the trihalomethanes from the abortion figures, but also the infertility in males, because I put the parallel case on the process of the studies that were done in the 40s on prisoners. And even before, a little bit before the 40s, on male prisoners to radiate their testicles to determine the amount of radiation destruction of the sperm as a result of the potential from the atomic bomb, which was later translated into ways for uranium to be placed in the water. I will be writing about this. And that's not some isolated case. This is going on right now as we speak, by the way. Okay, we have Chris from Las Vegas, and I only have a few minutes, but I want to make sure I get Chris in Las Vegas on air. Chris, are you there?
I am, Dr. Wynn, and thank you so much again.
Sure thing.
You know, it's a very concerning concept, but you are putting out so much truth that they are trying so treacherously to cover up to keep from the people. We would have to assume to presume that you are a likely target of opportunity of the highest order.
That's right. Every show I do is a process. It's not here to be a hawker at a fair at the local town. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I would suggest being very, very cautious about who you shake hands with.
No, absolutely, I do. I have a lot of protection. I'm a product today of the 22nd century medicine. Today.
Is it possible that you might be able to share with the listeners a contact point to obtain that special health-producing honey from New Zealand and Australia, or at least a name or a brand name?
Yeah, I did that two shows ago, and I will do it on Easter. I will make a point of that because the United Nations made a real special attempt, you know, to make sure of that. And the outlet for that particular honey, I know who it is, but I don't have it in front of me, of course, but I will absolutely put that on air next week.
Well, of course, that Easter being the pagan fertility celebration of the of the pagan worshipers, it's really not surprising that these people have such demonic instincts. In fact, the board that you spoke of earlier on the determination of end of life would really be called Terminators or Determinators or Demon Terminators.
Yeah, that's right. That's a real board. It's in the advisory, the independent payment advisory board is going to be manned by 15 bureaucrats selected by the Senate, and without any output from the public. These people will be designated out. Some the new appointees under the Obamacare, or I call it the Obama administration, have already picked their labor secretary. He may be doubling up. And keep in mind, I'm not being a political Democrat or Republican or independent or anything of that sort. I've always been that way from the first day I was on air. And the whole thing comes down to the fact I'm reporting it the way it is. But I'm adding these pieces that they don't want to have added. And make no mistake about this. They really believe in the process of the depopulation of the planet, but it affects medicine. It affects the process of it. Yesterday, let's put it, yes, it was yesterday. And in part of Friday, where the House of Representatives, in lieu with the Senate, passed a bill to take out the 3.8% tax on the medical device industry, which was a very wise move, and that was in Obamacare. But they added an amendment, and the amendment is that the process of the medical device still has to go through the advisory independent payment board. So this means that they could say, well, the medical device person is already losing money on research and development. It's called RDT&E, research, development, testing, and evaluation. And then to pay an extra 3.8% so that somebody that is part of the 12 million immigrant system in this country can receive no tax penalty on the Obamacare based upon the 21 sheets that you have to fill out for Obamacare. So, in other words, you see how this works? In other words, they're saying, well, it's okay that you redistribute the wealth in terms of the process determining by your age, sex, and gender. And that was the amendment. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, you see, we're dealing with some very, we're dealing with a different government. We're under this that lollipop world of saying we're into the process of this. You know what Obama did with his pen of the Declaration of Independence? Boy, I'm really going to get in trouble for telling this, but the hell with him. The thing was, you know, that's a nanochip.
Well, I suppose.
That's a nanochip. So in other words, when, now gave it to him like a medal, but you can't see the chip. It's on his lapel, see? It's a Declaration of Independence of the United States of America and of Israel, as I opened the show in the last hour. So what does he do? He changes his suit.
Well, that'll make him look different and make it look like two different times, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was because his limousine broke down. So his limousine broke down. So my informants from that company, country are telling me, you know, so he has this little scooter thing. And so he's traveling around in Israel with this thing. And, of course, the Secret Service, of course, are dealing with real terrorists. And so, therefore, you know, they have the Palestinian bombs coming over at the same time, and they have the whole thing. This is yesterday. So the whole thing comes out. So he wants to make sure he doesn't have the Declaration of Independence on him in case he gets killed, and that's his comment.
Well, some of us took particular note and thought that the fellow who put diesel in by mistake probably deserved a medal, but it's too bad that the others weren't paying closer attention.
That's right. Well, listen, Chris, I have to go now, and thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome, thank you.
Sure thing. Wanted to cover in the process of something that's been bothering me for a long time. It's a separate issue, but really isn't. And it has to do with the weather. And there's been a lot of talk about Planet X, and which is a process of a very large, you know, a dwarf star that's coming into our solar system. And that's the truth of the matter. But the thing is, and of course that affects the Earth's weather because it affects the gravitational magnetism of the sun, which controls the process of the tipping point of the Earth. That's physics. That's physics. You can't. But you, I was asked some time ago not to talk about the provoked solar excitations of the Planet X. That was in 2007. But you know, one of the things that is very bothersome is the fact, of course, weather has everything to do with the water on the planet, and the public doesn't realize. Until maybe right this minute, I'm sure there's members of the public, but this was known in 1984. You know, the whole process of the planet and the process of coming and say, well, you're ruling the elites' world financial and power structure. In other words, in Bungalgest, said that we have to suppress the media talking about NASA's naming of the Planet X, which changes the gravitational pull and feel of Jupiter in such a way to throw off Earth's orbit trajectory in such a way to make it closer to the sun and its change of gravitational magnetism as a result of this dwarf star. So what do you think that changes? It changes the climate. So what do they think? Al Gore said, this is great. Let's do climate change. And that's really how that developed. And they joked about it on the Nobel Prize dinner of eating an endangered species at their dinner in Arizona. There you go. You have the rest of the story. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways. I wanted to mention that one of the subjects that were worked out in the terms of the water, you've got to talk about something that's very important. Keep in mind that the United States and the United Nations are eminently domain taking land based upon the formation of water rights. This is from the Kelso case in the Supreme Court. And they're replacing the water lines in the United States. You have two water lines. One, the regular water line is controlled by the meters, which is under the water cost index, which will be on the stock market, which means that foreign governments can control the amount of investment in terms of the water system. In other words, that's what Obama knows that, so therefore he's changed off, which I have in my treatise on chloramine-caused health damage, is the actual debt for replacement of pipes is $16 trillion, which is equal to our debt. And the process is they're taking money from that and putting it off into the promotional campaigns for Obama's personal use. That is something that is contrived by the SEIU and the socialist unions, which are in Greece, which happens to be a large coincidence, isn't it? And I'm not putting a little seed of deception into your brain, but the whole thing is, get a grip. Understand something. This is not a game. This is the process of your life in terms of things. This is not the little fuzzy stuff unless about the children in college and have something come out. No, no, no. That's not the way the socialist system has worked into changing the process of the thought process of what we eat, drink, and develop. Why do you think they have the shaming campaign for obesity or the shaming campaign for soft drinks as if sugar is the whole point? They're ignoring the biochemistry of metabolic syndromes, the process of development of the calorie uptake, which is not even measured correctly, and they know it. and the whole process is intertwined. These studies were done, for instance, in 1985, you have a registry system that was adjusted for cancer incidence in the municipalities in the state of Iowa. This was in 1985. You had the measurement of volatile organic compounds and heavy metals and the trihalomethane volatile organic compounds in homes being tested in 1985. These were 1,2-dichloroethylene levels associated with male colon rectal cancer and also female rectal cancer rates that were increased, but they felt they weren't significant enough to report, and so they had the chlorinated groundwater sources associated with cancer types, and of course it was based on the elemental of nickel. Now, the rectal cancers are generic in terms of the female and male, which I've talked about for 6 years. Now, the blue type, the blue pipe, which is going along, and they're changing property records, they're changing real estate title forms in the United States. They're putting in the form, and this is going to be part of the carbon footprint. That blue pipe is for what we're discussing, reclaimed water. What do you think is the process of the terms of this? And this is under the United Nations. It was signed into proclamation after 1982 with the first President Bush, and then, of course, President Clinton really did it upright and said, well, we'll have selective development. And, of course, that selective development is a part of the new drone system that will be implemented under the guise of finding terrorists. Or let's say, well, Obama has what's called a kill list. The municipalities will have what is called an abuse list. And the determination of the control of the water, of the recycled water, in terms which is under the guise of the reclaimed water, which is technically the way they're going to do it, and they have been doing it. They've made deals with, you want to talk about the elite, what about the golf courses? They're made over what are called sanitary fills most of the time, but they're going to be using the tanks in the golf courses to reinject the contaminated water into the tanks, legally let them sit there for 3 years, pull the water out, and say, well, we got it out of the ground. And that's the truth. That's the way they've been doing it down in Southern California. That's the way they're doing it in Iowa. That's the way they're doing it in Minnesota. That's what they're doing in the process of the taking of the water of the Ogallala, which is now owned by the Chinese, which I tried to expose fully, but I'm going to be really pushing hard on the gold reserves that the Chinese have on the basis of controlling the Rawanani. So the whole thing coming to be able to have the Chinese currency as the currency of the world. What do you think it's based on? Boys and girls? Water. Based on the gold reserve of the 1,917 tons of gold as gold process of the whole development, that's why the water cost index. Why do you think they want the water on the stock market? Why do you think of the process? You're 98% water. And the whole process, again, why do you think that the carbon footprint is developed from the water cost index? Because it's in the medical electronic record that's part of you as to how much water you drink. And so what's going to happen? This is why I expose the concept of the telemetric system of rats and determination of Brazil, first North Carolina, and to be able to communicate with each other electronically. That is based upon the concept of the radio frequency hearing effect developed by the Air Force. Wake up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless, and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways. I want to mention to the caller, Tom from Florida, if he has any further questions, he's more than welcome to go to my email. It's kwati@sbcglobal.net. I'll be more than glad to talk with him about his Camp Lejeune situation. And another thing that I'm suggesting is that what the listeners can do is to go into my archives and get a feel for the way I've laid out the social codes, the planetary codes, cosmic codes, medical codes. I've got on the kind of the codex, the translation of the Mayan codex, which was for the development of the new planet. That's almost a year and a half of archives, and of course. My interview with Professor Emoto, which was one of my second interviews, which I did part in Japanese, which concerns the mind-thought control of love and gratitude to change crystals in the water. We'll be doing work together coming up, if all goes well. And these are just suggestions, and I want to make sure that they're covered, because I've laid that trail out for you, and I put in each piece. That was the development of the new laws, the Supreme Court views, which will be taken up tomorrow morning, by the way, concerning the positive of the Dalma case law, which has to do with the process of taxing marriage systems and definition. Well, this has to do with fertility. How are you supposed to have a baby unless you have the sperm? And I've been talking about it for a long time, how the Human Services wishes to eliminate the male chromosome. Why? We have Barry from California. Barry, I hope you're still there.
Good morning, Dr. Parker. I got two questions. One, with all these sinkholes, does it have a lot to do with what you're talking about this morning? And two, I was told that when people start applying for jobs now, they're going to start asking about your weight, your blood type, your height, everything that has to do with you medically, and so they know what category to put you in, and I just wanted to hear your comments on that.
Oh, absolutely. That's part of that CVS pharmacy concept. You're absolutely right. Placing in the job. This is part of the carbon footprint, and also information to be used in the advisory payment panel down the road in terms of the medical electronic record. It's a dangerous precedent, and the whole process of the fact that if you determine it, for instance, if on CVS Pharmacy has a situation where they're saying, well, we're going to do like all as all the other corporations are doing, we will have a deduction for the workers in amount of healthcare premiums if they answer these questions. And it's height. It has to do with the process of the blood system and the determination. They'll get into genetics next year, asking questions on that level, because they have to tie it in with being able to have the carbon footprint that's coming into the use of real serious information. Now, this is not your ma and pa's information of filling out your medical record to find out if you had smallpox or chickenpox. This goes way beyond that. This has to do with the coding system for the new medical psychiatric disorders. This has to do with the age system for the determination of who lives and dies and gets medical care down the road. Now, are you on there, Barry?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah. So, no, this is big time. This is serious business.
I don't hear too many people talking about it. That's why I brought it up.
Absolutely. This is this was one of the subjects I wanted to bring up. And in terms, I know an enormous amount about this. And the thing is that, and I'm vigorously objecting on every count the fact that this is being done and people are sitting back and accepting it out because they feel they have to get health insurance for their families or they feel that they have a fund. Wait until you get into the questions that are coming up at the end of the year on genetics. But the whole thing is getting into how your brain works.
Yes, yes. What show was I listening to on RBN? They were talking about the, they figured out the genome, but now they want to figure out the brain. And basically, they want to see if they can get to the soul, and they'll never get to the soul.
Yeah, you know, I've been talking about it. That's why I had my guest last week in terms of quantum touch, who is in running that and figure out. There's a revolutionary, there was a revolutionary interview. The thing, but there's the brain activity map, which is the project that's being done on the global scale, where there's a development of measuring out the process of calcium molecules that affect the neural cortexes of the brain, and the purpose of this is to develop what's called, which I alluded to a few shows ago, called the virtual body. And the idea here is to have an artificial intelligence brain to have what is the development of the artificial brain to be able to be a part of the code to your soul.
Right, and the thing is, it all boils down to they don't want to die. They want to live forever. They want to control the world, only have about 500 million people, which is a lot easier to control, and then they want to live forever, and they want to play God, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is terrible. These guys are psychopaths.
Excuse me. Well, I'm not a psychiatrist, Barry, but I will go beyond the word psychopath to a word that Adolf Hitler used. In the terms, keep in mind that the whole purpose of the superior race was based upon the process of what they knew at that time was the development of genetics in such a way which they copied the model from the United States. So the idea of, quote, eliminating people that were not suitable were part of Adolf Hitler's concept of controlling gene structures through alienation. Now, you take that thought and you apply it to comments that are flipped, like Vice President Biden, who made the comment about 4 weeks ago, and the idea was that we should have undesirables eliminated from the culture. Now, he made that comment four times in a period of 2 weeks at these little sessions, which everybody laughs off and says he's Crazy Joe. No, no, he's not. He's not Crazy Joe. He is perpetuating the actual policy of the present, you can't even call the United States a government anymore. It's no longer called the United States on the new maps. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that we're dealing with something beyond psychopath. We're dealing with a process of a determination of saying we on the Independent Payment Advisory Board will make a decision on the economy of scale, which is a mathematical formula, which we will patent, which is exactly what they did, which is why they changed the patent law. This is why I came up and have exposed these, which I call the patent law, the Americans Invent Act, the Obamacare of the patent law. It's not just a bunch of people inventing something. It's a question of having software patented from a machine to be able to call it a patent as a first to file in the world. Well, as I alluded last week on my show, is the fact that what they want to do is to patent and own the brain.
Right. They're like playing Dr. Frankenstein.
I'm not joking.
Yeah, I mean, I believe you. And quickly, about the sinkholes, can you comment on the sinkholes that I mentioned?
Well, the sinkholes are serious business. The thing is, that's a whole different thing. Good God, I have got to get going here. I want to answer this question, though. Excuse me. I'm going to give you my science and then my politics and then what I really know. listen, I'm going to add four different things here, and you got to be, and just have a little open mind on this one.
Sure.
The deal is that, you know, long ago, if you listen to the American Indian mythologies, in the terms of how they saw the world, they have these diagrams of people that they felt came 54,000 years ago on the earth. And the reason they can define that is because of when the diagrams were done against the geological spectrographs. And the whole thing comes down, and they showed these outer space people very accurately, and put it forth. And they talked about the people who lived under the earth and the ones above. Now, you take that thought and put it to the Mycenae archaeological digs, and the process were, and even in France, the process of people who lived underground. They built cities. They developed. Everyone lived underground. And you ask yourself, why would people live underground? And it turns, well, if you go back to the latest determination of the age of our Earth, we have now approximately 800-some million years added to our Earth age. The Earth age has always been pitched at 5.3 billion years. We've known since 1948... that the Earth actually was 15.5 billion years old. But they didn't tell the public that because the religious people would get upset. So now you add that piece of information and come into the other end in this new discovery. And you add this idea of the added to the age. there were three cultures that were defined in Brazil, Argentina, France, Indonesia, particularly with the Maori, with the tattoos on their body, which determined exactly which way the galaxies were tipping at that point. So this means that if you add that piece of information to the mythology, or the hypothesis, or the theory, that there are cultures within the Earth's system that are living underground, it makes sense to try to answer hypothetically that the mantle changes of the heat have always been changing and something has always been under there. And nobody knows what it is. So what happened in the 13th century? They painted it. And so they had Dante, who talked about hell. You had the process of the 14th century artists and the portraits of the geology at that time. Then you take the 15th century. They decided in the Vatican you can see these paintings. The terms of the UFOs flying in the sky, the process of development, like Michelangelo was asked, talk about creation, but make it a point that it came from heaven. Well, Michelangelo did that on the dome, but he didn't do that on the walls. And so he painted there in your eyes to see the whole process of development of two Earths. Three cultures, two Earths. So let's say you take all that information and you add it to this other little piece of information. What do you think happens in the geological system when you lower the water table? You either have new species come to the surface of the Earth, which is what's happening, or you have a change of the geological system of the water in terms of the chemistry. You add to the fact that most of the Earth on that third layer is sandstone, which accompanies most of the Earth, so therefore it's going to cave in. Now, you add that information to this mystery, which has been on Art, but when Art Bell was on, he was going to have me on one time to talk about this, because I knew a lot about these holes in the Earth, of which there is no bottom. Nobody can tell there's any bottom. And I was going to be on Art Bell at that time. Of course, Art Bell was being harassed by the government. They framed him to make his son look like a homosexual.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the whole thing comes down, and of course, Art Bell, he lost his wife. He went to the Philippines, and the whole thing. He wanted me to do his show, you know. He wanted me to take his place. That's something. Isn't that something? I had never done anything in my life on here. I'd never been on the air. Even when I went on RBN, I'd never done a radio show in my life. I'm still learning. And one of the things, yeah, I was to talk about that. I know a lot about it. And the thing is, so you add all these six pieces of information. Barry from California's question becomes the question of the century. And this is no joke. We are in deep trouble here. We are not only in trouble with the process of our own genetic development and the suppression of our human species by genetics, we are also being immunologically attacked, which I talk about practically on every show, and mention the genes accordingly. I sneak it in, and the thing is that we are not only losing our capacity to understand the way to survive on the planet in a good way, we're taking the United Nations Sustainable Development and distorting it into something called green. And so, therefore, what we're doing is, think about it, what you have just said in the beginning of your conversation, we are selecting certain people to be able to eat or drink water, grow their vegetables on the top of buildings, become a United Nations colony. And the United Nations is proposing what they've been proposing for the past several years. They want their villages. Remember, Hillary Clinton says it takes a village to grow the child?
Uh-huh.
That was her statement. Well, that's what she was talking about. And when she put out the intel report that the future war would be over water and the process, yours truly got an advanced copy of that. And why? With a note be solicitous, but careful. H.C.
Thank you, Dr. Barker.
Thank you for calling, and let people know about the show.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and with a few minutes that we have, I wanted to mention that this past week that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, was sided on with the Federal Appeals Court, sided with the FDA on a case that was brought by the medical device maker Cytori. Now, Cytori Therapeutics has developed a way to take adult stem cells from fat tissue, and they combine the process of the fat tissue to be able to extract the adult stem cells that can be used for the regeneration of organs. Now, there's been a way for fat cells are to say, well, you can't use fat cells because the FDA is saying that fat is not blood, and the difference matters, according to the three judges that made this decision. Now, the process of this is an astounding life-saving development for the future of medicine, and the process of use of stem cells to regenerate the heart, rejuvenate, and make new organs. actually develop new neurons in brains, and replacing organs. And the whole process of the juvenile brain cells are directly related to the patterns in the brain that can have a wider range of nervous system diseases that can be changed with stem cells. But to take it from the fat cell is a real advancement. You ask yourself, why would the socialist regime of this country make a shame product in terms of shaming people under Susten's book Nudge, which is Obama's psychological czar, and the whole process to go against fat in the other way, but to take away the process of the stem cell for the regeneration of life. And then at the same time, have the development of the fact, there's a patient called David Apote, who was using the T cells from his own body in terms of with the process of being able to, the blood is run through the machine, they extract the T cells from the body, of course that's a white cell layer, and you return the rest of the blood to the body, which is what happened to David Aponte. And he had his leukemia treatment, and he had a remission because he was able to take genetic engineering and use the disabled T cells with the disabled virus to place into the T cell, which reprograms a T cell to recognize and kill any cell that would actually carry this particular protein for that particular patient. And that's the future of medicine. They place the T cells back. They trick the cancer cell into accepting the demantled virus. The T cell has a tendency to destroy the cancer. So you can take, in fact, and this is only after 8 days of immune cell therapy. In particular, the leukemia, which was the process of which was done at the Sloan Kettering Institute in Manhattan, and the process and the fact was done with a form of leukemia that involved the fat cell. So this is the process, and guess who controls the 3-point federal appeals court? They sent the opinion to the United Nations. These are very much for the listeners in the process. A lot of things we didn't get to today, we got through most of it. Get to the archives, support RBN. And thank you for listening to Parker Pathways 10 to 12 Central Time. I'm going back into the 20th century and the 22nd century medicine, and be ready for next week, I hope.